Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thank you so much for staying with us. So yesterday you saw MK Party's members of parliament being sworn in, 58 of them, and also one which is Zizigoto's ANC member sworn in parliament yesterday. So the judges matter. Have something to say about that. You may remember that Dr. John Tlope was formerly Judge John Tlope, impeached as well, and now he's going to Parliament. Because Elliot Benjamin is on the line with us, and they have something, one or two things to say about that. He's a researcher and advocacy officer at Judges Matter. Thank you so much, Mbekezeli, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pumelo. Thank you so much for having us, and good evening to your listeners as well.
Overall, your position on now Dr. John Tlope joining Parliament?
Well, I think he will be a good addition to Parliament. He is obviously brilliant, smart.
Yeah.
Not many of us have Cambridge PhDs.
Yeah.
And so he has that to his name. And he has quite a lot of legal experience as well. But at the same time, we do have to point out how extraordinary the situation is.
Yes.
To have a former judge become a member of parliament.
Yeah.
It has never happened before.
Yeah.
In the history of South Africa.
Yeah.
But a former public
protector as well.
And a former public protector, yes, that is also something to look at. But something else that we thought would require a little bit of pause and thinking about is, what does it mean for people to go into parliament as representatives, especially people who have previously been found to have breached certain rules, certain standards, certain ethical guidelines, not to say that people should forever be condemned. Of course, that should never, ever happen. Someone should be given a chance to redeem themselves. But one of the unique situations in when it comes to that of Dr. Tlope is that he has a case in the Constitutional Court where he wants to be reinstated to his job as a judge. But at the same time, he is in Parliament and is intending to stay in Parliament, according to what he says in an interview he gave yesterday.
Yeah.
So that for us does give us a little bit of pause, a little bit of scratching our heads. So, yeah, we're not quite sure what to make of the situation.
So are you suggesting that maybe there needs to be a discussion and maybe a public debate and a review on the criteria that allows people to come into Parliament? And one of those is that if you've been impeached, maybe we need to reconsider your availability to be a member of parliament, as we spoke about the two individuals.
Yeah, we think that might be something that is considered, because if you look at Section 47 of the Constitution, it already gives even people who've been convicted of crimes a certain cooling off period before they can be eligible to be members of parliament. This is precisely why our former President Zuma is not today a member of parliament, because he still has to serve that 5-year cooling period. Perhaps for lesser transgressions like an impeachment or a violation of the constitution, then you could be given a lesser period of time. But the bottom line is that we should hold all our public representatives to the highest possible standard, and so we should expect more. But our other sort of something that was at the back of our mind is, as things stand, there's nothing that is stopping Dr. Tlope from becoming a member of the Judicial Service Commission.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
So he will be sitting in judgment of other lawyers who aspire to be judges, and checking their ethical standards. And so that would also not bode well for the JSC, because now you're having someone who has not objectively met the standards of the JSC, and now will be sitting in judgment of others.
So, it could happen and it may not happen, because it has happened before where the DA, for instance, nominated somebody, and when it came to the vote, they didn't get enough votes for that person to be sitting at the JSEC, for instance. And in this instance, you don't think that there are enough checks and balances in that voting process that will stop those who are uncomfortable for voting for his presence in the JSE?
Look, ultimately, it is a decision of the National Assembly, because, like you said, the process is that the party nominates someone, but then the National Assembly has to take a vote to confirm that this person should be a representative of the National Assembly at the JSC. Because once you are nominated by the National Assembly to sit on the JSC, you no longer really a member of a political party. So when Commissioner Malema sits on the JSC, sitting next to another commissioner from the ANC, they are no longer referred to as comrade or any other either title. They sit there as commissioners. And so, even in this instance, what we are calling for, not just from the parliament, by the way, from legal bodies, from the bodies that nominate law professors, we're saying that there should be a minimum standard that is respected and that should be required of members of the Judicial Service Commission, considering how important that institution is in terms of our judiciary. And so what we are asking for, even in this vote, is for Parliament to think very seriously about the people that they are sending as representatives of Parliament to the JSC.
Do you have the same concerns with the public former public protector?
We probably would have the same concerns with her. We would have the same concerns with a few other members who've been suggested as those who would be taking up positions. Because the idea is that you not only have to have been legally qualified, which is obviously useful, but you also need to have shown a track record of good ethical conduct. Because your role as a commissioner on the JSC, you will be scrutinizing the ethics of other people. You'll be scrutinizing the ethics of judges who aspire to higher judicial office. Mm-hmm. And so you can't then be pointing three fingers at yourself when you're pointing one finger at the other people. So that is something that we need to really be seriously engaging and publicly debating. And really it's important that we all have a view on this, because we do want the very best judges in our courts. So we don't want them to come from a process that is less than of the highest standards that they will be expected to uphold.
What processes are you suggesting as judges matter that we take as society to address this issue?
So for the JSC itself, we have called for a written ethical standard for members of the JSC. Secondly, there should be a code of conduct that says these are the behaviors that we're expecting from our members. But we also are saying there should be a mechanism within the JSC that not only scrutinizes people who want to aspire to be commissioners in the JSC, but even while they are still commissioners and they don't behave properly, there should be a process of recall. So the body that nominates you, whether it's parliament or it's the advocate profession or the attorney profession, there should be a mechanism to recall you because you no longer hold the standards that are expected of you.
Really looking forward to all of that. As you're saying, you know, we need to have these public debates and make sure that everybody understands the pros and the cons. Apart from the one con that you said, the very different cons and the one pro, which was, of course, they're brilliant. It would be lovely to have somebody Dr. John Tlope there with his legal mind. Is there anything else? Because I do see the fact that there is going to be value with having someone as qualified as he is in Parliament.
I don't think there is anything that would count against him. He is, like I said, he is really, really smart. He has spent the last 30 years within the judiciary, so he knows the institution in and out. Perhaps maybe in dealing with some of the cases, because it is people who are formerly his colleagues, there might be conflicts of interest that need to be managed quite carefully. But other than the ethical red flag that we have and the issue of the conflicts of interest, we don't think that there's anything that's standing in his way. In fact, he would add tremendous value. Someone of his caliber would add tremendous value to the Judicial Service Commission.
Because Benjamin, thank you. Really appreciate you making time for us. He's a research and advocacy officer. answer a judge's matter. You heard it for yourself. So you may have seen yesterday that former judge John Tlope has been sworn in as a member of parliament representing MK Party. In fact, he's going to be the party leader, not necessarily the party whip, but the party leader representing MK Party in parliament. So judge's matter is saying, well, we need to talk about these things. How do you feel? I'd love to hear from you. How do you feel for someone who's been impeached to come back and may possibly be sitting in the JSC, where obviously there are decisions that are going to be made about appointments of judges and so on? Your take on that? 086-000-0959. Judges Matter are saying, why don't we think about this very carefully? Should we not have a cooling off period? Do you agree with that? You can also send those voice notes on 0636-880-959.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.